Episode 167. I don't know if it's episode, though. Episode? Is that...
I think
that's only... Like, does it have to be, like, TV to be episode? I don't know what episode... But, episode 167. As far as all of these episodes, just... I'm going to keep holding down women for as long as I can. Because that's what men do. Especially white men, I think. It seems like white men get a lot of the... That it was just white men.
No.
No?
No.
No? No? And I'm not, but I'm Puerto Rican, so I mean, white men held me down too. What the fuck am I saying here? I was oppressed by white men too.
You're so stupid.
How am I stupid? Wow! Well, that's acceptable. You're a woman, and you can absolutely tell me I'm stupid. Now, if I tell you you're stupid, I'm way overboard. How dare I? Because
well,
we were talking about, what?
She didn't say anything that was stupid yet.
What?
Anyway, man.
Wow. She said
yet.
She said yeah, like you will eventually.
She said that because you just said something, right? And she called it stupid. She wasn't calling you stupid. Did you call her stupid?
No, I called her stupid.
She directly called me
stupid.
He's stupid. Why?
He's stupid.
Why? Because I'm expressing my victimhood of being held down because I'm a Rican. It's just because we were talking about the Bible movie, and then we were just talking about because right before this, you guys were trying to tell me that there's movies where the whole plot of the movie is just basically just insulting women and making it seem like as if there's this higher, that men are better. You couldn't even do it. You said Troy and Brave.
No, I'm just saying.
That's ridiculous. Troy, the whole point of Troy is there was a war started over a woman.
Okay, to be honest, I've never seen either.
Wow.
But I'm just saying there's more, like nowadays I feel like you always say it, there's like always like a strong female character and that bothers you.
It doesn't bother me. It's just that if you're going to have this, first have one that isn't made up. Have one that's not made up. That movie with what's the black chick from How to Get Away with Murder?
Viola Davis.
Yes. She made one about a strong black woman, strong black tribe of women. And then you find out that this was all fabricated nonsense. Because it was offered to a previous black woman before her who found out the real story and was like, no, I can't even be on board with this. Because nothing about it was women doing anything strong or independent. It was, you just get rid of all the bad shit and don't tell them that it was actually like men in control that, like, stop making them up and get, like, if they're out there, if they're strong enough, just, then don't keep.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I don't know the fucking name of it, but don't keep telling us that, who? Oprah? Well, she gets shit on. Fucking, and Rosa Parks, she can't make a move on Rosa Parks. Who? What? From what we know, told the oppressors, get down, fuck you.
You're absolutely right.
But I guess not good enough. I don't know. But
I mean, movies are made up sometimes.
But not if they're supposed to be based on true events.
Oh, it's supposed to be based
on. Yes.
Okay.
Now we know that they, you know, bend them a little bit because, but at the end of the day, it's been a little time. I get it. It wasn't that long ago. Where women, I couldn't do shit, but not do shit, just in a way, because I always think of suffrage, which is like a crazy. It sounds so hard for just not being able to vote, doesn't it? Suffrage.
No, and it was just like, you know, even to get a job, like, could you even?
I believe.
But like, what? A secretary? You couldn't be
that's
the head CEO.
That's well. Okay.
Because we looked at in a sense of that.
I get it. It's like we're talking that a pretty good amount of time ago. You know, I get it that in when like, CEOs, they it was like laughable for even like to take a woman's like opinion. They were like, oh, they thought it was like a joke. I get it, but not today.
And that's not being so proper. That's not.
But not today, not in the last 30, 40 years.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true, but
I don't think that's true.
It's probably way, way, way less.
It definitely is. It definitely is.
Way less.
We saw this thing. Go ahead. You. I'm sorry.
You're right. I'm trying to figure out the words that I want to.
We still have to We still have to prove, though, that, like, we're...
So don't men, though. Men have to prove things to get jobs.
Way less.
What? Why?
Just, I...
Like, in what way? You think a guy walks in and they're just like, here you go, you're a guy. They don't have to do that. There's no affirmative action for women because women don't need that because they could get jobs.
I don't know if that makes
sense. It means like when like they just have to hire like a quota of like black people.
That's a thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And in college, for sure.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Even over like more qualified people. Just because. But we watched the thing. This dude was on a college campus. He got this thing with a piece of paper on it. He's going up to women. Hey, are you in support of getting rid of the 19th Amendment? And he's all, hell yeah, I know, women's suffrage. That was your right to vote, women. Think of this.
But let's also look at that, because I showed you that video, right?
Correct.
But it's more so, because like, I just would have been like, remind me what the 19th Amendment is, but then, like, would she have been shamed for asking a question?
No, she was shamed for just hopping on board because she heard two words, women's suffrage.
It was one girl that we saw that did that.
Sure, how many more do you think he had to get? How many more could he have gotten? The fact that, and I don't agree with that fucking, with Steven Crowder and everything, but there's some things where he goes to these campuses with the Change My Mind, and with specific things that, you know, women will just outright tell you are a thing, like rape culture, like patriarchy, just things like, and then there's no rape culture. That's nuts. That's fucking insane that there are girls, a lot of them out there, that think that America has this culture of rape. Does rape happen? Sure. Do we agree with it? Abso-fucking-lutely not. Abso-fucking-lutely not. To say there's a culture, that's like to say that it's outright accepted. It's absolutely not.
No.
But the fact that the women think they walk around and it's not any more unsafe for women than it is for men. America is safe. It's not. Why?
You know that a man can still overpower. Or like,
that's sure. That's never been a question. But that's it's not that there's a man overpowering women culture. It's that you're just being raped at an abundance that, and then being accepted that it's like, well, you know, it was a miniskirt, so she deserved it. No, men don't think that way, except for fucking rapists.
Then it shouldn't be the first question that gets asked. What were you wearing?
What should be?
What led you to wear?
Where did it happen? Who was the person? Tell me your story.
Sure.
On what happened.
But they have to build credibility in what you're saying, right? If you can't remember what you were wearing that night, how can...
But it shouldn't matter what she was wearing.
But it doesn't matter that they're not going to like look into it because of that, what you answered.
I do think they blame more. It's like, okay, well, you went out and got real drunk. Why would you get so drunk? Why would you wear something so revealing? Why weren't you staying with your friends all the time?
But if you're getting upset at, like, questions, and even questions you deem to be inappropriate or in a blaming fashion, you don't think that it's starting to, it's not good? It's not a good look, is it?
No, but it's also someone that is being vulnerable and even, like, coming forward doesn't want to, they already probably judge themselves, so they don't need someone else. Like, you know, obviously they have to ask the question, but there's like a way of going about it, right? Because, like,
I don't think they need to ask the question what you were. I don't think that's necessary.
Well, but this is, but if they ask it and it's just, if you, like, I know that nothing is condoning rape. I feel like women think that, like, it's like condoning or assault on them, which it's not, but it's building to where, like, if you're gonna dress like a hooker, you're gonna get attention from people that probably aren't the best people, right?
Attention is different than being uncomfortable.
Correct. But I would say the more slutty or whatever you dress, that is less comfortable, isn't it?
No, I
you
think,
can't be.
I think
and now, go ahead. You think
what? What you're getting at is how you dress is how you want to be perceived. Like how...
Sure. And again, not saying that...
But doesn't also mean it's like a personal invite.
Of course, that's not what anyone is saying. No one is saying that because...
Well, kind of.
But then when you say... Well, if you're the slutty you're dressed and you're kind of asking for an attention, that is saying, like...
Just what? Because you're showing cleavage, you...
Right, like...
No, because it's just building... They're not saying that... Because a lot of women say, I don't dress for men, I dress for the women. But you're not.
They dress for themselves to make themselves feel good.
Sure.
Which, unfortunately, I guess, in a way... Like, sexy to everyone is, like, somewhat revealing. Like, you can't deny that.
But it's the fact that, like, because I, again, and, like, I don't know how often this question gets asked. I think, I don't know how many, like, this is the biggest thing that women will say. Is that, that's the question. That's, like, the first thing the cops will ask. What were you wearing that night? I mean, I don't know if that's their first question. But if you can't remember anything except for one thing, how can, you don't see how that can be. Well, where did you go afterwards? I don't really know. Where, how did you get? One thing. Because it should be an easy question to answer. What'd you have on? And it's not like they don't do this with every crime. If a guy's wife ends up dead, they start to ask questions. Where were you? Where? Why did you buy fucking gloves? They ask questions that you're like, how dare you? Because no one's blaming you. And
but
now.
But you can see how someone could get. At least, like, defensive about it. And when anyone gets defensive, obviously they think they're attacking them. So,
sure.
Therefore, they feel judged. Like, you know, it's just harder to, like, tell your story or, like, be heard if that's, like, you're already going into it with that.
With what? That you're going to be judged and you have, like, some sort of... Because, like, even with what you said, like, the shame part of it is... Or... Why would you feel shame?
Because something of what you fucking wear.
Okay.
Right, because you, like, you
so
somehow were in this situation that this could happen, like...
And you don't think that the way you were dressed maybe perpetuated you getting into that situation?
No, I think the actions that you take
which
or
started,
do could lead you to that situation, not your dress, though, right?
What do you mean?
I disagree with you on all that.
Like,
I
really?
Don't think...
What?
No, because I think you should be able to dress and act how you want without having to worry about something like that happening to you.
But
it shouldn't matter if you're doing anything.
And so if you go back, meet the guy at a bar, go back to their house, and then...
I should be able to leave anytime I want.
No one is saying that.
Regardless
yeah.
if
no one's saying
I...
That.
Start doing anything, regardless if the person is into it, and then it changes. I should be able to say, I don't want to do it
of
anymore.
Course.
Yeah,
of course.
And if something goes farther than that, it shouldn't be brought on that person. Be like, well, you shouldn't have went home. Well, you shouldn't have done this.
But of course, no one is saying that if you went to leave and then were forcibly told you could not, and then assaulted. No one's saying that, but. If we got to a point where nothing matters but what I'm saying and like I don't need to answer any other questions, that's you can't just say someone did something and we
You're
can't.
You're absolutely right.
And with because now there are people that are going crazy. I saw this thing where this woman wrote this article about how she believes that literally every man is born a rapist, every one of us. And it's just this thing in our heads that, like, it's a matter of time. That's fucking disgusting. And for it to even be put into an article where, because you can just say anything about men nowadays. Literally,
sure.
You can say that. We're all rapists.
But you have to consider the source, right?
What? A woman?
No, I'm just saying, like, what is her backstory? Why would
that
she say
matter.
That? It kind of does, though. Because, like, if you had, say, like, I think, like, Ghislaine Maxwell, right? Because
okay.
Her father... treated his mother like shit, slept
okay.
around. She knew that he was, like, a womanizer.
Okay.
So, like, she didn't see
What?
Women with, like, a sense of respect, because she just...
And we're gonna say that that then turned her into a fucking, like, lure of young girls? That's nuts.
Not that it turned her into it, but the fact that she wasn't looking at women like they were people. She saw how her dad treated them, so it's like, all right, well...
This is normal.
They must not be that important.
But that doesn't... So, but what, so you're saying that if a guy sees his dad, like, that now he's like, oh, women are just, and now I have the right, now I can just rape?
No, but I'm saying what that girl said, that all men are born rapists.
That's
like,
nuts.
I'm not saying that that's right, but, like, consider the source. Like, did she have something traumatic happen
that
to her
doesn't
that
matter.
Made her think that way?
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What if there's an article by a guy that said, all women are born sluts? Would that be acceptable?
No.
Because he's seen sluts before? Oh, women are whores. Because I've seen whores before. It's happened in my past life. So, no, that's why... No.
I'm not saying I condone that semen, but...
But that's where we've gone now. That we're all fucking these predators that are just waiting for the right moment to fucking pounce on a fucking...
Because men are more likely to be predators.
To be rapists? Sure. Because women can't rape men. They just can't.
I mean...
Of course that's more likely of a men's crime. The fact that, like, pedophiling, that's also something that is more of a man crime, for sure.
Yeah.
But when women like her lure into this situation, it's... Because women... How could women being pedophiles, it's like... You still have to... The boy is... It's not... It's, like, less of a victimhood. See how that is? It's like... But when
a
guy...
it shouldn't be.
Of course it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, because it's... That's still a crime. It's still... They are the victim.
I understand. But it's looked at differently. Right? Because first, for women to even want to be... Women don't... For women to want to be around, like, young guys, just in particular, it's like, my lord, like, you're supposed to... They're supposed to be dumb fucks here,
right?
Right. Now... The fact that, but you can't even, you can just write these things because, you know, it's, oh yeah, we're all, I guess, like, but that's like saying all of us are pedophiles. It's just waiting to click in our heads. That's fucking crazy.
Yes.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
And
that's nuts.
So people write about everything and they just.
But do they? That's such an extreme thing to say. That there's just like, we're all ticking time.
Is it?
That what? We're all ticking time bombs?
Oh.
Ready to rape? Yes.
That is an extreme thing.
That's nuts. She was even talking about her own son. She's like, I don't know, I raised him the best I could, but I think it's like just inherently. Why would that be? There are way less rape. There are way more not rapists in the world than there are rapists. And to think that there's this culture of it where it's just like we're all high-fiving each other because you just assaulted a woman is nuts.
The only thing I can think of when they say a culture of it, though, is like think of like porn today, right? Like,
sure.
Some people, like, do that scenario, so, like, it's somewhat, in a sense, normalized.
No. That's...
It is. I mean, you can't say that
that... But that's consensual.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's,
sex.
Like, some people's kinks.
But we are now told that we can't even make fun of this or trash someone for their kink.
Because you shouldn't make
you
fun of anybody.
Should. You
no,
absolutely should.
But
that's
you
something.
Shouldn't.
You
shouldn't.
You shouldn't make
no,
fun of
you
someone
you
who has
shouldn't.
A kink where they like to have their chest pooped on. Yeah, exactly.
It's gross.
Exactly. What about men that like to hit women while they're having sex with them? We shouldn't shame that kink. We absolutely should. We shouldn't shame women who have a fucking rape fantasy kink. We absolutely should.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though, is like, even down to, like, the younger-looking girls
but,
that are on porn. There is something behind that that,
of course.
Like, almost, in a sense, condones it?
Like, that, like, they're younger girls in a way where they're of age, but they're younger? Yeah, of course, because no one, both ways, no one wants to see old fucks naked. Guys don't want to see old women naked, just like women don't want to see fucking old guys naked. So, but there's that. There's people that, oh, yeah, and fucking... 80-year-old, that's, but, exactly. Now, if you're going to go past the line and you're watching child porn, you are a fucking disgusting fuck. So,
yes.
We can't just, because, oh, guys like younger girls, evolution's inherently in guys to like younger girls, just like it's in girls that like older guys. But no one's fucking talking about that. No one talks about how girls just want older guys.
But why do you think that is?
Because older guys are looked at as
I feel like they do talk about that. Because anytime like a young girl's with an older guy, they're like, oh, she must be with him for the money.
Well, or, if he's fucking 75 and she's in her mid-20s and he has a lot of money, yeah, absolutely. Because you never see it. You never see a young girl with an old guy who's just day-to-day, 9-to-5. You never see that. You never see that. It is about the money. It is about the money. But we shouldn't be allowed to be like, you don't love this fucker. Look at fucking...
No, because you don't know.
We do know.
You don't.
You're right. You don't know. Do you think he loves her?
Maybe.
The older guy with the younger girls? Do you think he loves her?
Maybe.
Really? Maybe.
He could be in love.
Really? You think Hugh Hefner was in love with those bitches? And he literally had three of them living in the house, like, at the same time. That's love?
That was probably three.
But also...
Because he would be like, oh, you're getting a little, you're a little old for me now. Stay this! But this is something that's nuts. The fact that you can just say anything now and about guys, but if you go the other way, how dare you? You're being mean. You're a misogynist because you say anything.
I mean, men have always just said whatever they wanted about women.
But because you don't think women have done the same thing?
You're upset about it right now.
What? That women say
that
what?
That women can say are saying whatever they want. You're
I'm
upset.
I'm not upset about women saying whatever the fuck they want about guys. I'm saying it's bullshit that if a guy says it opposite way, that it's like, we're the mean ones. It's not... It's
mean both ways. She shouldn't say it, but men have done it for so long.
Right.
But you can't just, like, lump sump a whole...
No, you can't.
...group. So I get what you're saying, but, like...
But we were in that article. Every man. She didn't say, oh, no, it wasn't... No, it was every man. Rapist!
Yeah, I'm not agreeing with her.
Of course. But that could never have gone the other way. It wouldn't have been printed. It wouldn't have been anywhere. If a guy tried to write an article... There's probably never even been one where an article about how women are just all just gross slut
whores. We'll have to look.
We will.
And
we will
have to look on something like TikTok.
Why?
Because TikTok
is not reliable at all.
Isn't as...
It's not reliable.
Controlled.
Of course it's not. But the fact that, like, we just can't eat, like, even they're just trying
but
to...
I guess that's what else she got on there.
Freedom of speech.
It is freedom of speech. But...
So she has the right to her own opinion.
Of course, but...
Doesn't mean it's right. It's just an opinion.
Of course that. But to have it be so accepted that, oh, it doesn't matter. They've held us down for so long. They've been such assholes so long that, like, now... It doesn't matter what anyone says about him. That's just how dare you even? How dare you get upset that you're called a rapist? Oh yeah, you're how dare? That's crazy.
But
are we saying the stereotype? So we're saying the stereotype is that's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy, especially because then we're just supposed to be these like predators now. That's crazy. Like women aren't. Like, women aren't bad people. Ever.
Everyone. Everyone's a little bad.
Of course.
There's just bad
but
people.
As a whole, like, that's... Because that's what we were talking about. The rape posting. It's like, really? Like, unsafe to just walk down the street?
I mean, there's a reason on, like, campuses and other things that they have to have emergency buttons.
You think that those are there for rape? Or just because someone might be being victimized in any way. Like, campuses, why do we... Because campuses... That's such a small... campuses?
Because that's, I feel like, where it happens.
Why?
Quite often.
Because I also think it's the first time people leave their house. They put themselves in... For the experience or whatever they think the college experience is, like, in sketchy situations... And I'm not saying...
Then why would you even... Why would... If this is what we think about college, it's like, holy fuck. You're going to go to college and get raped.
No.
That's crazy.
I think it's more so in, like...
Especially, like, frat parties. It's like,
yeah.
Then fucking why are you going? If this is what you think is happening there in this massive fucking... In massive numbers, then what the fuck are you doing? Going to a fucking party where you think all of them are rapists?
This is where people can overlook that.
What?
By, because people look at, like, Greek life and all that.
I don't
like
to call it that.
A way of connect, and
the Greeks must be really mad about that.
It gets you some type of credibility, or it helps you out in the job, the world of jobs and connections and all that. Things.
Sure.
Like it,
for the guys, the sororities don't have this. Like, being in a fraternity that is a high-profile fraternity, of course it's going to probably help you with it, but not the fucking sororities. The girls aren't...
Why? It's the same damn thing.
No, because the girls' fucking moms weren't in the sorority and now in charge of this humongous business that all you got to do is tell them you're in this and what you're in. That's not how it is.
I mean, yeah, I think it is.
You, no, come on, stop. Like, they...
Yeah, the house bunny, there was moms.
What?
The house bunny.
Wow. But yeah, of course, but look what they did.
I just think, though... The last note of the rape culture thing
sure.
is that there you just can't
what?
Overlook that there has probably been some situations, and I think it even happened like the Penn State coach. I don't really exactly.
That's
remember.
Fucking pedophilia, and
okay,
well, that's
so,
go ahead. I'm
but I'm just saying, like, things have been hidden in the protection of like the school or the sorority, fraternity, whatever. Like,
sure.
people don't always they look out for the. Greater good, not the person situation.
Well,
like, they'll hide something because the guy's the best football player on the team.
Okay.
So they're going to tell the girl.
Okay. But we aren't. Because, first of all, the Penn State thing, that's disgusting and no. That's pedophilia. And it's completely not the same thing. I know the girls, they want to, like, lump it all together, but it's not even fucking.
No,
close.
No,
it is absolutely.
You're
not
even the same.
Absolutely.
You're not the same. You being, like, you. Not being able to see certain, like, especially nowadays, like, there's got to be red flags that are being displayed that are either...
Sometimes the red flags aren't so prominent red flags.
You know, no, I agree. But you know what I think the number one thing is if he's being fucking, he's just, you got, if he's way too just, everything is about you, you got to stop. You need to understand. You understand?
It is
he's
a red flag, but...
You. And now
for some people, it's nice, like,
sure,
you're getting this attention.
Understood. But now if, like, you, like, a little blow in fucking some, like, nice car can make you look over even more, this is, you gotta understand. No one's saying you are condoning what you happened to you, but...
But you kind of are by just stating it like that.
Well, that's
what?
Not even saying drugs
that
and cars.
If you can look at a nice car and you can look over the red flags, like...
What?
You're kind of doing that to yourself when...
Well, no one's saying you do it to yourself. But this could be why there's shame. Because you feel, yeah, maybe even in a slight way, you led to...
Probably, yes, because you did know that you were getting in a situation and you thought you could handle it and get out of it.
Like, and then it's like, then you didn't tell anybody. And that's the problem. Talk about a rape culture, sure, I think there's a culture of not telling people that you did get raped. But how dare...
That's because sometimes it is very hard to even the evidence that it happened.
Correct. Correct. But...
So how do you go and tell someone that this happened when
because
you feel like you have no evidence of it?
I agree. It's a very hard crime. But you can at least... You at least went and did... Because then there could be evidence, couldn't there? But it is hard,
yes,
crime,
but you have to
if,
do
like,
it right after. You have to get the test right after.
Exactly. But at least...
So
like,
if you
don't
were
do
drugged
that,
or
but,
if
okay.
you...
But if you think you were drugged, this is 100% you could get the evidence. They will blood test you and, oh, yeah, you do have fucking the Ruflin in you. That's a sign, right? There's evidence right there, right? If you...
But, I don't even think...
But it is a hard crime, because then it could be like, well... Because that's what that girl tried with that baseball player. She was like, he beat me. It all started consensual, and then it went too far, and he started beating me and he raped me. And then the messages came out that she told him to do that stuff. She told him that she wanted to be harder, and she wanted him to hit her. And it's like, now, the discredit you're doing to...
You're absolutely
you know,
right.
But
absolutely.
But
one situation.
Sure, but that's probably a lot of them. Where, like... You're not being discredited by the cops. Like, you're...
Discrediting yourself, which is
and
really
other
fucking
real victims.
Sad.
and other real victims. Like, the amount of, and just, and because I didn't even know, like, you could just civil, like, sue, you could just sue for that? This is a crime. I didn't know you could just, oh, I'll take you to civil court.
Civil
Like, that's what happened, like, to fucking Bill Cosby. They were in civil court. Why not, like, real court, right?
Could have been statute of limitations.
Can you just put, if you're a victim of a crime, you'd be like, well, no, I don't want to prosecute, and that's crazy, isn't it?
Don't you get prosecuted in civil
court? No, civil court is like you're like suing, or it's like a monetary gain thing.
Oh.
Now, and it's like, again, you know, if you, no one's condoning it, it's just, there's no culture of it. There's no one condoning it at all, except for, like, rapists. There's no one. You know, that's like saying there's a pedophile culture. There's not, but it happens. There's no culture of it, though.
Right.
There's murder culture? I think there's way more murders. Do we have a murder culture? You know who has a fucking rape culture? Like, over in, like, the Middle East, where it is literally, your fucking ankle is showing. How could this animal not fucking, they, like, outrightly admit that, oh, he doesn't know, he can't control himself. So you're saying you're fucking animals. That, like, you can't control yourself because what? That's fucking crazy. That's crazy. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. Like, the gang rapes. This, like, this is prevalent. You know why I think it is? Because they're all a bunch of fucking flamers. And they, as long as there's one woman there, they all can, oh, no, we're not gay. We're not just.
Or they have a lot of pent up feelings
but
they can't express or show.
Okay.
And they,
like being a gay guy. Because there is no such thing as pent up feelings. And you're just like, that's it. I'm going to rape.
No,
rapists do that. And those men are disgusting. It's not even about, like, they're sickos. They're fucking sickos. But you guys are just, you know, keep having a swivel, especially if you think, like, all of us are like this. You know what I mean?
We didn't say that.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Right, but do you hear how shitty that is, that women always have to be on this
I don't think you need to
all
be.
All the time.
I don't think you need to be. It sounds like you guys think you need to be, though.
No, you just said.
I did, because it sounds like women think that this
is
something
that.
You're
perpetuating
it. How am I perpetuating what?
You literally just told us to keep our head on.
Sure, because if you think you can get raped by every guy in the fucking bar,
it's
maybe
not
you
about
should.
Just being raped. It's
what?
Just
then what is it about?
Being victimized? No.
No, it's not.
I don't even. I don't know. Just
preyed upon.
But it's. That shit happens. Like. It sucks. Of course, no one would. If you just kick no fingers and that never happened again, that'd be great. I actually think there is one entity that could maybe do this, but I don't know why he decides not to. I was talking about God there. I don't know
who you're talking about.
But it's that. I don't know. Let's see what else I have here. Let's see.
There's a lot on this notebook.
Well, because I watched a lot. It's just because it just got. I was just watching so much of it, with these feminists. This is they don't need men at all. We could just be wiped, and they're nothing. We don't need them at all. It's like, okay, that's a crazy way to think.
It's very extreme.
Yeah, because being a feminist is very extreme.
But, like, it doesn't have to be.
I am extreme. But it's extreme because of what is happening in America today and other places. That how dare you disagree with, you know? Like, how dare you disagree with what we are saying? That, you know, how dare you just not think that women are this gift that you better be. You need to show us why we should be, and we don't need to do anything else. These women are. This woman was asked, "What do you bring to the table?" And she said, "I don't need to. I don't need to answer. You're already being. That's a rude question." And he said, "Okay, what does a man need to bring to the table?" And just listing off just multiple items. And he goes, "Do you see the difference here? You couldn't even say what you need to bring to the table, but the man needs to bring everything. The fact that, like, I can't say that, like, there's fucking, like, that bitches are fat, but they can outrightly just be like, if he ain't 6 foot or taller, then, like, you're already saying that. So we can hate on men for being short, but I can't hate on you for being a fat whore. That's crazy.
It is crazy. It's not right.
It is.
Well, let's also just look at why we're even asking that question, right?
Ask you what question?
Like, what can someone bring to the table? Like, what can't you provide yourself?
But,
like, why does that? That also makes it seem like, because that is the thing. Like, I feel like men and women can both bring different things to the table, but, like, instead of looking at it as, like, a bad, like, a, like, black and white, why can't we be like, okay, we both serve different purposes and
because
we can help
the
each other
woman
out.
Couldn't answer what she could bring to the table, but she had multiple things that the man had to bring to the table. That's crazy. So you don't bring anything. But whatever this is...
But you're lumping all women together saying
but,
that...
Because it seems like they're all doing this to themselves. It seems like...
Well, then it kind of seems like all men are doing to themselves that they're predators.
How?
You could use that same argument.
How? What do you mean?
Just
because women don't rape men? Well, okay, women kill babies. Should we say that all you women kill babies? Come on. Like, if we can't admit that you need to... Like, it's... Where this gift and how dare you? Like,
yes, that is an extreme, but I also think some women just want to be seen that they are an important aspect, that they are needed, that
sure.
We're not just some
object.
Dumb girl in
yeah.
arm candy that's meant to sit there and not say anything and not have an opinion.
But
there are some girls that are okay with that, and that's on them.
And they're getting absolutely fucking shitted on by this woke fucking feminist culture that says, like, how dare you? How dare you be okay with being a housewife? How dare you be okay with...
But that's not feminine. Like, that is not being a feminist on.
What?
Like, no matter what it is to you, I don't think you should judge another woman for doing what they want.
Okay, but...
Like,
the women are the ones doing this, not the men. Like, the women are the ones that are... that are shitting on the women that want to be traditional, I guess, is that's what they're calling it now.
But that who is another person to tell someone else how they should, like, live?
I mean, exactly. Exactly.
Because well, men do the same thing when a man wants to be a stay-at-home dad.
Okay.
Men shit on them.
But...
People are always going to shit on people, unfortunately.
But first, the stay-at-home dad thing is, come on. That's not a thing. Because it's happened before, but that's not a thing that's prevalent.
But, like, also...
And I don't agree with that either, because these guys, like, you're picking on the wrong thing here, dog. Like, you're making fun of this dude because you're doing everything for a woman, and he's... Like, you're picking on the wrong thing here. You're this alpha male who... And I don't agree with them either. But I definitely don't agree with these beta male bitches who just have to bow down and pretend that, like, you know, that, oh, I can't anything. I don't agree with alpha male shit.
But why? If they want to do that,
I completely agree. I'm not this
so don't
uber.
Shit on them.
I don't.
You just said you shit on the beta male that wants to do everything for the woman.
No, because...
That's not
really
how you
want
to win.
No, it's because he's not doing everything just for the woman. He's literally becoming this thing that... Can't even, like, say anything or, like, defend himself against anything. If you're going to sit there and tell me that no, women deserve to be put on this thing because, like, that's crazy.
Why? If that's how they see it.
Because you're a fucking, you're...
Isn't that how, like, women used to be back in the day, that the man was on a pedestal
no.
and they were supposed to just be quiet? That's kind of what you just,
no.
just described.
No, because first, it's different because women are different than men. Right? The women got to... The man had to do my hair. You ever seen my hands look like this thing? So here's... I don't agree with those dudes either. But if you're gonna just become this thing that you can't even... Everything that you deem society says you're just on that bandwagon all the time, you don't have a voice of your own.
But that's not on...
The woman.
Yeah, like that...
No one's blaming the women for beta males.
Okay.
But... What's going to happen? Because now what? We have... What if something does happen? Which one of you is going to...
Crumble?
Both of you?
No, the man.
But no, the man's going to be the first one to... If shit hits the fan, stop it. The man's gonna be the one that's going to try to do something first.
See, I think that's unfair to say.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you? Because I believe that... I'll just take it from... We thought we heard something where I believe someone was coming to your house and I got up and went downstairs and you were just like, what was the noise?
Well, also you have to think that...
Also what?
I also have a cat that gets rambunctious at night, and
sure,
I have neighbors on both of me. So when I hear noises...
That was a crazier noise, though, wasn't it?
It was, but...
Because I didn't even get woken up easy. Like, I was like...
I got woken up. Was that, like, a loud bang, or...?
It was, like it he just, like, shuffling of, like, these, like, the blinds in front of the downstairs, like, door.
Like, and I know I have a bar in front of that door, so no one could open that door.
I just...
Do you leave the door open, though? Like,
no.
It's always up.
And the door, like, it
wasn't
open.
And I'm a fucking pussy!
Down, and it wasn't open when you went down there?
No, like, there was... I literally was like, what the fuck was that? Like,
if you got another fucking chipmunk or
it was crazy,
in
though.
There.
Because it was, like, a lot of rustling. It wasn't just, like... But I got up. I was butt naked, too. Because I... Yeah, but I didn't know what was going
to
happen.
What a way to fight somebody.
Well, it's the best way to fight
like,
somebody.
Obviously, if there was more commotion, I would have got up. But it was just, like, one incident. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, like,
I
one
know.
Sound.
I'm just comparing it to, like...
Well, with me and Danielle up there, I make her get up.
Well,
and
sure.
We're both women.
But, like, is that on me that you got up?
No, that's what I'm saying. Is that,
but
like,
how's that on her when you wanted to take initiative and you wanted to go down? Did
no,
she
that's what
say,
I'm saying.
Get up and go?
No.
No,
exactly, because she
like,
didn't
what,
have to.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Is that when shit hits the fan, there is no asking her. There, like, the men are going to be the first ones to do. That's what's going to happen.
Would
that's
you have let her go down and
by
check
herself?
It out?
No. But I wouldn't have certainly just been under the covers still all cozy. And then asked, what was that?
Well, also,
and I'm a bitch.
We need to... He usually on the couch. I sleep in my bedroom, which is up a level of stairs, so we get closer.
Okay.
Y'all aren't even in the same room?
No.
No. What does that matter?
When he sleeps on my house, he doesn't
It's because I... Okay. Like,
when he sleeps here, he loves the couch.
That's neither here nor there. I'm going to say. But it's like I told you a million times. Like, we got to do it together. Even if you just want to grab ankles, we now have, you know what I'm saying? Two
no.
or better than one.
And, yeah, you're absolutely
you know?
Right.
But I think
what the
these beta men would be right next to you. Like, what is that? Under the covers. That's what I'm saying. Now, it's just we can't have men turn into girls. We can't. We cannot. We can't have men turn into girls.
No, I think when you say
but
that.
But they actually are, I think. But they say they are, but we can't have that.
But, like. What would be, so, what you're just describing was, like, coward, but, like.
Not coward. Woman.
No.
Woman.
That, no.
Yes.
That is, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
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 I'm not
no.
saying coward. I'm just saying that's
no, but
the difference.
I'm just saying,
no.
If, I don't think a man's going to turn to a girl if he has, like, emotions.
Okay. Well,
you know what I mean?
That's
like,
what
you
I'm
look
exactly
at that
saying.
As, like, a weakness.
It is.
But.
Vulnerability is weakness. That's why it's called vulnerability. You're vulnerable. You're weaker than you would be. It's not a good thing.
No, but like,
what about
there's
the
like time and place to choose that.
Walking down the street. Why does the man have to be on the outside?
Because they used to throw garbage out the window.
No.
But,
and if...
who used to throw garbage out the window?
So mom used to tell me back in the day to throw garbage out the window
what?
So it would hit the man and not the woman.
Okay,
and,
thank
and,
you. Or is
and,
it when a car comes careening off the... Exactly! Exactly!
But
we're supposed to get hit by the car and push you on the
But what you're describing.
Look at the Titanic.
Jack.
Jack couldn't get on the goddamn big ass piece of wood. Now you look at the Titanic. She's on the piece of wood. Jack! Jack! As she watches him sink to the bottom, come back. Maybe if you would move your fucking ass over, he would be right next to you. Rose. Come on.
I actually watched a thing on that.
You did?
I did.
What was
like,
it say?
They,
we'll end on this. What did it say?
One, like, that whole thing, obviously, was faked fitting
oh.
on the
oh,
the board.
Okay.
And
oh, okay.
they, like, showed if it would work, and it won it.
Why not?
They would sink
away.
It.
Why would they sink?
Oh.
Well, one, her dress is so heavy
oh.
that it, like, weighs it down. And they would then so, like, with just her on it, she kind of sat above the water. With both of them, they both would have been in the water.
Correct.
And then the director, because he was the one who did it, and he was like, honestly, if I could do it again, I would just make the board bigger so people stop talking about it.
Well, But it didn't need to be bigger, did it? But it wouldn't, because even, and I think it's still this today, the women and children will be first. If things are happening, it's women and children, and we'll deal with all you fucks if we can, right? Because I'm like,
I don't know. Probably families first now.
Families first.
Families first.
Because who? I mean, that's a good thing. Well, I don't know. But the Titanic, like, that was, what a movie. What a banger.
Isn't there, like, a
literally made Celine Dion's whole career.
True thing. It's a true
story. Of course
story.
It's a true thing.
Yeah. Like, only wealthy people?
No, there was poor people on it. That's why most people died
poor.
Most of the people died were poor.
Because
how dare you get them next
to
us? It was like the lifeboat thing. No,
we're gonna,
you dare.
We're going to go off on that. I can't believe you didn't see Titanic.
Yeah, wait, you've never seen Titanic? We do need to know that. That's unbelievable. Go watch Titanic.
Go watch Titanic.
Because that's a fucking banger. But that...